I just don't know.
And back when they didn't sell sugar in packages, when they'd sell it, they'd weigh it to you out of the barrel.
Yeah. I've sold a lot of sugar. I used to have a grocery store out in the country. We had a sawmill. We called it the Shamrock Front. People lived out in there and cut the timber. And I sold them groceries. And I'd weigh the sugar up out of a bear or a sack.
How would you say you were selling it?
By the pound.
Uh-huh.
And then I sold other things out of bear, lard. I had barrels of lard and weighed that out in little
mm-hmm.
packages and sell it. They'd bring their buckets and I'd weigh it, sell it by the pound.
Where were y'all living when you had the store?
Oh, out the other side of, well, it's a Shady Grove community now. It's a colored community now.
Mm-hmm.
Colored people, all everybody out in there nearly is colored people. I got a lot of good colored friends out there.
Where is that, near Roboli or what?
You know, you go out to past Hagewood
mm-hmm.
and turn right off the first road, graded road.
Up toward Allen?
No, it's not Allen. You don't go that far.
Mm-hmm.
You turn not too far the other side of Hagewood.
Mm-hmm. How long did you have the grocery store?
Oh, I run that grocery store several years.
I bet you enjoyed that.
I enjoyed it. I made good at it, but it was real confining. I had to stay. And then I had little children, and I had to cook and feed them. And you know, that's a job for a woman. I look back now, I don't know how I took it, but I did.
Did you just have the grocery store part of your house, or?
No, I had the grocery store out front of the house.
Uh-huh.
Geez, no, I couldn't have had a grocery store in my house. When the house wasn't big enough.
If you wanted to buy something several hundred pounds at a time, maybe when you buy things for your store, you'd be buying it in
bulk, I guess is what you'd call it.
Uh-huh. What would you have to, a sweet spread to put on toast or biscuits in the morning?
Well, you used to keep apple butter made and peach preserves and just different things.
Mm-hmm. You could have jam or
what else? Jam, jelly.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
I guess he'd point at it. Ask me if he could have one.
Okay. Or how would he ask you?
Can I have an apple?
And you say, he doesn't live here. He lives.
Lives over? Further over. I don't know what you'd say there either. We always lived way out by ourselves almost all the time. Lived way out in the country. And enjoyed it.
You miss that now?
Yes, I do.
I guess this area has grown a lot since. How long did you say you've been out here?
About 35 years, I guess.
Did this road used to be paved?